This recording is being made on the 17th of April 2026, and Mike Dean is talking to Richard Cowie about his experiences helping at the sailing centre at Lanishan Reservoir. So Mike, thanks very much for agreeing to have a chat. I know you've been keen on sailing for most of your life. I wonder when you started sailing.
Well, I started sailing when I was at university, which was in the late 50s and 60s, and that was the University Sailing Club. But once I got my degree and went out into the wild world, I found that sailing was an expensive hobby, and therefore didn't sail for many years. When I first was working, I was working in Rugby in the Midlands, and we worked there for many years. But in 1969, we moved to Chepstow. And while we were there, my wife noticed that there was sailing courses being run at Llandegfoth Reservoir. And so suggested, why don't you go up? And I went up and did several courses and got some RYA certificates. And then bought a boat called a Kestrel, which is like a smaller form of Wayfarer, but a good family boat. But they raced it competitively up at Llandegfoth. And I sailed there for many years. We then moved to Lisvain in 1978. And again, I still was sailing at Llandegfoth. But at that time, I met a guy up at Llandegfoth Reservoir, and Colin Margerison, who had a mirror up at Llandegfoth. And he said that he helped out teaching children at Lanishan Reservoir. And he said, why don't you come down? And so that's how I got involved in coming down to Lanishan Reservoir. I was well aware of the reservoir because we used to walk around it regularly. And in those days, you used to have to buy a permit to do so. But we had a permit and used to walk around regularly. But then I started going one night a week to help out. And it was mainly when Fran and Anne were there running the sailing centre. In those days, the youngsters used to go out initially on some Wayfarers, which are big, heavy boats. And going down the ramp at the reservoir was easy, but getting it back up was a different kettle of fish.
Yes, it was a very steep ramp, wasn't it?
Very, very steep ramp, yes. And it was quite a struggle to get it up. But we used to take the youngsters out. I never was a qualified instructor. I was always a helper rather than an instructor because I never did the RYA instructor certificate. But I used to take the youngsters out in Wayfarers, and then they would go out in mirrors in those days. And of course, the mirror sailing dinghy is probably not the prettiest dinghy in the world, but it was something that you could make at home. It was cheap, and they made them down at Lanishan Reservoir. And it was an ideal boat for children. Two children could go out in it. And after they'd had a bit of experience in the Wayfarers, they would migrate to the mirrors. And again, we would go out possibly in a Wayfarer, just guiding them and being around so they felt that there was support if necessary. And as they got more and more confident, we would leave them to it. And I did this, I can't remember for how many years, many, many years. But one thing that does stick in my mind, which is quite amusing, for all the helpers, Fran and Anne used to arrange a sailing day, which would be the first, probably Sunday of the new year. And people used to say to me, Mike, you must be mad going sailing in. But in fact, because of the thermal inertia of the water, it's very often warmer in the beginning of January than it is at the end of March, because normally you get the frosts and colds, especially in those days before the influence of global warming, where the cold spell would usually be end of January, February, when the temperature of the water would drop quite considerably. But we always used to have a fun day amongst us, and we all used to do all sorts of daft things, like having to sail the dinghies backwards, and just to spike each other, they used to take the bungs out so the boats would be sinking. It was just a crazy day, but yeah. It was Anne and Fran's way of having a bit of fun and sort of thank you for helping. But then, I can't remember, after several years, the way they were teaching kids changed. They suddenly started phasing out the mirrors and going for oppies, and the children would no longer go into the wayfarers, they would go straight into an oppie.
The oppies are the optimists.
Yeah, optimists, yes. A very little square boat with a single sail.
A sort of bathtub with a sail.
That's right. And at that point, us helpers didn't really get on the water so much, and we became possibly fixers, you know, doing little repairs and things like that. Mm. And at that time, my job was changing, so I was getting much more demands on my time. So at that point, I stepped back from helping out. And that was the situation up until I retired. And then, of course, in 2001, when Western Power
unveiled their designs on the reservoir, yes.
And I was absolutely aghast, because I felt that Llanishan Reservoir is an ideal spot to teach kids to sail. It's big enough that they can get up to speed. If you've got a boat with a spinnaker, it's big enough that you can put a spinnaker up and get it down, so you can do a few more advanced things. But on the other hand, it's not like the sea or even like Cardiff Bay, which is very busy with lots of other boats about. It's safe, clean water. And to me, it was ideal. And I was absolutely hopping mad at the prospect of the reservoir being closed and turned over to houses. And of course, at that point was when I joined RAG, because I felt so strongly about it.
Yes, and I think you were on the committee of RAG almost for the whole campaign, weren't you?
I think I wasn't on the committee for the first perhaps year, maybe 2 years, but I was certainly on the committee. I mean, I have to say, I didn't make the commitment that some of the people were making, because I mean, let's be honest, you know, well, even when you were chairman, you know, it nearly took over your lives, you know, and, you know, but I at least pushed the wheel around. But I was amazed that we actually managed to win. And I always remember you ringing me up, I think it was 8:30 one morning, and saying, "Mike, you're not going to believe this, but Western Power have sold out to Celso for a pound or whatever it was," you know.
So going back to the helping at the sailing school, roughly how many kids would be there on it? Was it evenings?
Yeah, it was an evening. Yes. I think we used to meet about 6:30 or something like that, yeah. You know, because I could get home from work, grab quick bite and go down. And I would say we would normally have at least 10 in the group, and maybe it could have got as high as 15, but definitely no more than that.
And sort of ages, from what age did they start?
Probably 7, 8 would be the youngest,
yes.
And going up to middle teenagers, something like that.
Yes.
I never got involved. They did have one night where they did adults, but I never helped out on that night. The nights I did was always with the children.
Yeah.
And as I say, 8 to 15 would be a good guess of the ages.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the sailing school also used to put on courses for the local schools for kids to come and have a taste.
That's right, they did. I remember from the school up the road, they went down. But I didn't get involved in those. It was just the evening.
The evening sessions.
I think it was Tuesday evening was my evening that I'd go down and help out, you know.
Because I think, you know, just talking to people who live in North Cardiff, many of them seem to have children who actually learnt to sail at the reservoirs.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing how many people. And obviously, the number that took it up and kept sailing was relatively small, but it was a good way of giving children a taster session. And I think it was good for the kids because it gave them confidence on the water, even if they turned to other forms of water sport, be it paddleboarding or what have you. It was a good introduction to water. And of course, we did address the issues of safety as well, because in fairness to Anne and Fran, there was also indoor sort of classroom situations, especially if it was a windy day or something, we wouldn't go out on the water. But then there was a lot more about the theory of sailing, but equally well, the common sense approaches to safety, namely life jackets and telling people where you're going and all the basic rules, which sometimes these days seem to get forgotten, you know.
Great. Well, thank you very much for sharing those experiences with us.
No, I enjoyed the time. And as I mentioned earlier, because of that, there were six of us from Flanishan who used to go away in spring to the south coast to Emsworth, where we would hire three wayfarers for a few days. And we sailed all around the coast of across to the Isle of Wight and up to Southampton and round and about there. So we we had a good camaraderie, you know, so it was a very pleasant time.
And I think some of the kids who learned to sail at Flanishan, like Hannah Mills is probably the most famous example, who went on to become
Olympic
champion several times. And it's amazing what the centre led to.
Yeah, that's right indeed.
Well, thanks for having a chat,
thanks
for your contribution.
I hope that's of interest and use to you. So yes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.